This morning, if we continue our study there, they're just pouring in right and left. If you want to do something interesting sometime, go to the mall. Now, you women are already excited about that, and you men are saying, what? Find a bench in the mall and just sit down and watch people. You'll be amazed at the different kind of people there are in this world. I mean, there are skinny people. There are people that aren't quite so skinny. There are people who are very educated. There are people who are not. There are people who obviously have money. There are people that do not. I mean, there are people of all kinds of nationalities. There's all kinds of strange and unique people around. And we could take all those people and try to put them in different groups. And there'd be multitudes of groups. But this morning, as we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul is going to talk to us about two groups. Two groups. Two people that are in these groups. And you're in one of these groups. Now this morning, I want you to figure out which group you're in. And then he's going to give some admonition. If you're in the one group, you need to get out of it and get in the other one. If you're in the other one, you need to live like you're in that one. Okay? Now, we're going to read the passage, and as we read through, you see if you can figure it out. Let's start in verse 1. Come on in. Let's see. There you go. There you go. Is your husband on his way, too? Thank you. I appreciate that, David. What a gentleman. That's impressive. I'll spread the word. Notice verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. Now, these Thessalonian believers were very concerned about what was going to happen in the future. The times and the seasons, the events. And they're concerned about this. And he says, look, in verse 2, yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon the womb of the child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. He said, look, you know all you need to know about the day of the Lord. Now, let me stop just a minute. What is the day of the Lord? I hope you know by now. Judgment. Judgment upon whom? On sinners. Upon the lost. God is going to judge sin. He's going to spare his people, and he's going to judge the sinners. This day of the Lord that's going to occur in the future. And he said to these people, look, you know all you need to know. And this is all review. You remember the disciples asked the Lord the same question. When are these things going to happen? Acts chapter 1, they asked the same question after the resurrection. Are you going to set up your kingdom now? And the Lord's answer in all these cases was, you don't need to know. In fact, he said, nobody knows except God in heaven. So we see, first of all, the coming of the day of the Lord. Secondly, we saw the character of the day of the Lord. And we've already talked about that a little bit. This is the day when God pours out his wrath upon all people. And notice the illustrations. What are they in verse 3 and 4? He said, it's going to happen as a thief. It's going to happen unexpectedly. And then he said, it's going to happen like a woman in travail, a woman who is expecting, and her labor will come suddenly, but it will happen. And in this passage, he's saying, look, God's judgment upon this world is going to be unexpected, but it is inescapable. It's going to happen in a moment, but it's going to happen, and sinners will not escape. Now, that's all review. Let's move on in the passage. Now, knowing this is going to happen, okay, knowing there's going to come a day when God is going to judge sin completely at the day of the Lord, how should we live? What should our conduct be? All right, chapter 5, verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Now listen and see if you can find these two groups. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the dark and night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. I'll stop right there because I don't even think we'll probably get that far. our conduct. Knowing that the day of the Lord is coming, how should we live? Well, here are those two groups. Did you see them? What are they? You got day people, you got night people. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, I like to stay up all night and sleep all day. I must be a night person. That's not what he's talking about. Okay? Some of you are saying, I have relatives that I wonder if maybe they're vampires and they're night people, you know? You got to wonder. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about spiritually, there are people who are day people. There are people who are night people. Now, obviously, I think you probably already know who these people are. Every one of us were born as night people. Okay? You say, wait a minute, I was born at 10 o'clock in the morning. How can that be? What are we talking about? We're talking about an intellectual, a mental, and a moral darkness. Every person that's ever been born has been born as children of the night. Now, the Word of God talks about this in Ephesians chapter 4, and I want you to turn there, and we'll be back to 1 Thessalonians a little bit, but turn to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to look at a lot of Scripture this morning, so move quickly and we'll get done here. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17. Now, here is the description of a night person. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity or emptiness of their mind. Notice, they have their understanding, what's the next word? Darkened. See, that's the night person. They don't understand. They are spiritually ignorant. Intellectually, they don't understand the things of God. How many have met people like that? I mean, you give them the gospel and it's like, huh? I mean, there's no understanding at all. And that, every unsaved person, folks, is intellectually, they're blind. But notice what that leads to in the next several verses. In verse 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Wow. You see, folks, when you're born, you are in the dark intellectually or in your mind, and you're in the dark spiritually. And your character affects your conduct. Now listen to some other descriptions. Psalm 107:10 says, those who sin in darkness and in the shadow of death. Isaiah 9:2 says, the people that walked in darkness. Simple matter of fact is, if you're without Christ today, you're a night person. And the Word of God also says in Ephesians 6:12 that Satan is the ruler of the darkness of this world. John 3:19 says, men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. Now, you don't have to be a scientist, folks, to understand. You look around this world, it is dark. And by the way, if you have any discernment, you would have to say, it's getting darker. Tuesday night in our School of the Bible, one of the people said she'd been talking to someone who said that that the tribulation or the rapture was going to occur after the tribulation. Of course, they thought the millennium was going to occur and all these things can get better and better. How can you have a right mind and think things are getting better and better? I mean, it's funny to me. For years, Preacher Lashley would talk about the movie he saw when he was in college. This is what, 1950-something, you know? And somebody was in the hay rolling around with somebody else, you know, and of course they were probably fully clothed, you know. Compare that to what you see on TV today. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Why? Because the night is in control of this world, and of course the prince of darkness is Satan himself. Now, what is true about night people? Well, number one, they can't go to heaven. Why? Because God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. God is light. His very character is light. This is why unsaved people can't go to heaven. because God is perfectly holy and pure and clean, and he cannot allow any darkness into heaven. Unless something changes, every person that's born is going to go to a place, by the way, called hell. And what's true about hell? It is eternal darkness. Every night person is in darkness mentally and morally now, and unless something is done, they will spend all eternity in outer darkness. So, how do you become a day person? Well, it's interesting, the Word of God, and it's amazing as I've been studying this, how this theme runs throughout the Word of God. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2, it says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light." Here is a prophecy about a time when the night people are going to see light. John the Baptist comes on the scene as the forerunner of the light, and he says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the what? Of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." And then John 8:12, what does Jesus say? Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Here's an amazing thing. The moment you see yourself as a night person, morally corrupt, intellectually ignorant, on your way to a place of eternal darkness, and someone came to you. So I want you to stop and think right now about the day this happened. Can you do that? Boy, I've enjoyed hearing testimonies the last month of people how folks got saved. Exciting. I want you to think about that. Think about when you got saved. You were a night person. You were in darkness. You were headed for a place of darkness, and the Holy Spirit of God began to convict your heart. Do you remember that time? And he showed you that you were a night person, headed for eternal night. And the Spirit of God enlightened you and showed you that Jesus Christ, the light of the world, could bring you out of darkness into light. Do you remember that day? And by faith, you called on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the moment he did, you did. You quit being a night person, and you became a day person. Now, there's all kinds of scripture to back this up. Let's look at some of it here. Start at 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse 4. Well, let me get back up to verse 3. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." What kind of people are lost? The night people. "In whom the God of this world," "hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, whose image of God, should shine to them. But we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, the light of the world, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Notice, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Do you remember when the Holy Spirit of God did that and enlightened you? And then turn to Colossians chapter 1. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, there it is. Colossians 1 and verse 12. Colossians 1:12, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light." In other words, what happened? You became a day person. Notice, "who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Wow. Isn't that amazing? That happened the moment you guys just did that to wake two of you up. Right? That happened the moment you trusted Christ. You were taken out of the kingdom of darkness, and hallelujah, you were placed in the kingdom of light. You're no longer a night person. No longer a night person. What a great truth. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord." 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people." And we can kind of relate to that one. "That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Let me ask you a question. Are you a night person or a day person? I pray and I hope that most of you, if not all, are day people. Again, I enjoyed hearing testimonies. We kind of cheated yesterday. KP and Patience had my name, so they came to my house. And Tom Cole had their name, but when he went by, they weren't there. So they came to my house yesterday, and I gave them my testimony, and they gave me their testimony. And we just had a wonderful time. Both saved in Liberia, I guess as teenagers. I was saved in Redding, California, as a young child. Got assurance as a senior at Bob Jones. And the moment I trusted Christ, I was taken out of the dark, placed in the light. I went from being a night person, condemned to eternal night, to a day person, and we're going to talk about some more next week, but what does the day person get eternally? Eternal light. That's what our future holds for us. Now he said, look, God's day of judgment is coming. Now he said, I want you to remember that you are day people. Okay? You got that? He's going to exhort us based on the fact that we're day people. Okay? Again, now if you're not a day person, hallelujah, today you can become one. Turn to Christ, place your faith in what he did on Calvary, and you can come out of the darkness into the light. Now, he's going to further exhort us about our conduct, okay? He says, look, God's day of judgment is coming, and I want to exhort you based on the fact that you're day people. Now, secondly, I want to talk about your conduct, all right? Let's look back in the passage. Now, let's go back to verse 4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. You're all the children of light, the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Now, verse 6. Therefore, all right, therefore what? Because of who you are, all right, here's some exhortation about your conduct. And he says, therefore, let us not sleep. That'd be a good passage for Sunday school. Let us not sleep, brothers and sisters, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Now let's stop for a moment and think. What's he talking about? Talking about sleep. Now, is that the same sleep he talked about in chapter 4, verse 13 through 18? No. That was the sleep of the saved believer, okay, when they pass away. What is this sleep he's talking about? Who's asleep? You say, my neighbor. That's not what I mean. Who's asleep? Spiritually, who's asleep? What kind of people? The night people. He said, look, you believers, you are not night people. Don't live like night people. He said the night people, they are asleep spiritually. Now, let me back up a second. Now, the fact that he's saying this, the fact that he's exhorting us not to live like night people, what does that tell us? That it's possible for a day person to live like night people. Now, I just want to park here just for a minute. What happens in the life of a day person who is living the night life? Isn't that interesting? The night people live the night life. What's the night life like? What happens to day people who live the night life? What's the first thing that happens? I'm a believer, and I choose to live as a night person. I'm doing the things that night people do. What's the first thing that's going to happen in my life? Conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. If I don't repent and do right, what happens? Separation, as in separation from God, so I lose my salvation, or no, separation in fellowship, isn't it? And when you do that, you know one of the first things I lose as a day person? When I'm living as a night person, one of the first things I lose is my assurance of salvation. My assurance that I am a day person. Right? Have you been there and done that? Hey, look, if you're a day person, you're living the light of a night person, you have no assurance of salvation. Because your assurance of salvation comes from the Spirit of God. And when you're living as a night person, you're grieving the Spirit of God. You're quenching the Spirit of God. Now, if I continue on in my sin as a day person, what happens? The chastening hand of God. Sure. There is a price. He said, look, folks, you're a day person. Don't. Now, God's going to judge sin. The day of the Lord is coming. You're a day person. Don't live like the night people. That's God's exhortation to you today. That's God's exhortation to me. Let me ask you a question. If you had to summarize your life this last week, would it be the life of a day person or a night person? Now you say, well, I'm not really sure what night people do. Well, he tells us here, they're asleep spiritually. They're asleep spiritually. They are indifferent to spiritual things. They are morally lax, spiritually lax. They're lethargic. Boy, that's a good word to describe a lot of believers, isn't it? The pastor gets up and preaches, and we're sitting there like this. And we're acting like night people. Well, there's no excitement about the things of God. There's no concern about the things of God. There's no watchfulness about the things of God and watchfulness for sin so we're not defeated by sin. And it said not only are they asleep, but they're also drunken. They're in a drunken stupor. They're not responding to the things of God. Now, what about the day people? Well, it's obviously the opposite, isn't it? Look, he said the day people, they are spiritually alert and spiritually awake. They have an interest in spiritual things. Here's an easy test. You say, Gary, all right, did I live like a day person or night? Let me ask you a question. How much time did you spend in the Word of God last week? How many days did you spend time with the Lord? Now, let's be honest. If we didn't, though we may be day people, how are we living? How much time do unbelievers spend in the Word of God? Well, unless God's working their heart and they're under conviction, none. So when we don't read the Word of God throughout the week, when we don't think Sunday school or church is important, what are we doing? We're living like night people. Are you getting this? I'm getting some looks like, you know. It must be the black guy. I'm not sure what it is. Right? And Paul is just saying, look, folks, you need to be spiritually awake. Now, turn to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. It is amazing. I've already mentioned this. It's just amazing how the Word of God all ties together in talking about this topic. Romans 13 and verse 11. Romans 13, 11. And that knowing the time, that it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. What's he saying? The end is nearer than when we believe. Now that's kind of logical, isn't it? Okay. He said, look, it's time to wake up. Believer, day person, it's time to wake up. Spiritually. Now look. He says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Notice, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly in the day. Notice, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantingness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What is he saying to us as day people? Wake up. Wake up, be spiritually alert, and put off the works of darkness. Put off the works of darkness. Think about your life this week. Do you live the life of a day person or a night person? He's saying, look, folks, God is going to judge sin. And he said, you folks, you need to wake up spiritually. Get out of your lethargy. Wake up! Now, I'm not going to have you say out loud, but when the alarm went off this morning and you thought it was Sunday, were you excited about going to Sunday school and church? Or were you thinking, oh man, I got to go look at that old bald guy again. You know, I got to listen to him rant and rave for a half hour, and then the pastor gets up and he's even louder. You know, I mean, what's the deal? Or did you think, I get to go to church and study the Word of God today? When your alarm goes off tomorrow morning at whatever time you get up and you set it so that you'll have time to get up and read the Word of God, do you get out of bed and think, man, I get to read, I get to talk to God today. I get to read God's word today. I'm afraid that often, folks, though we are day people, spiritually we're living like night people. And by the way, when we are asleep spiritually, When we don't have an excitement about the things of God and the Word of God, how's that going to affect your life? Pretty soon that darkness is going to spread in your life, isn't it? And you don't get in the Word of God, and you don't come to church to be exhorted about what's right and what's wrong. And before long, not only are you living like the night people in their lack of interest with the Word of God, but you're living like night people in your activities too. And you're watching things you wouldn't watch, and you're saying things you shouldn't say, and you're doing things you shouldn't do. And the more and more that goes on, the more you live like a night person. And it all starts when we're asleep spiritually and we have no interest in the things of God. I could go around this morning and say, why are you here today? Well, because out of duty. Because my wife made me come. Because someone came and harassed me this week and told me, because if I don't come, I know you'll come and visit me, and that's the last thing I want in my house. Wouldn't it be great if everyone of us could say, I'm here because I am excited about the things of God. And I want to know God's will for my life, and I want to walk in the light. By the way, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have what? Fellowship one with another. You have fellowship with God, and we have fellowship with each other. Hey, that's a neat thought, and I'll say this in conclusion. Are you a children of the day or night? A child of the day? I'm glad you said that. It would ruin the whole illustration if you weren't. Now, look what happens. As Mike Hubbard walks in the light, and as I walk in the light, what happens between us? We're saying terrible things about each other on Facebook. You know, I sit on one side of the church, he sits on the other side of the church. If I see him coming, I go into the bathroom so I don't have to talk to him, right? No. As we are walking in the light, we have fellowship vertically and horizontally. You know why churches have trouble? Because day people are living like night people. Or because night people are in the church. One of the two. So let me ask you a question in conclusion this morning. Next week, by the way, Lord willing, if the rapture doesn't occur, if it does, Larry, you can take over. I'll be gone. You can notice. That was payback from the beginning of the class. Obviously, Larry and I are not walking the light. We have some real issues. Watch it now. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I don't even know where I was now. I'm just off the beaten path here. Are you a day person or a night person? Next week. Thank you. You're a teacher. You understand these things. Next week, we're going to look at some more ways to help you live like a day person. Okay? But this week, I want you to really concentrate and think and meditate on this thought. Am I a day person or a night person? Okay? If you say, Gary, I can tell you the time I got saved. I'm sure I'm saved. I know I'm a day person. All right, let me ask you a question. Are you living like a day person or a night person? Are you alert spiritually to the things of God? Are you hungering for the things of God? Are you excited about the things of God? That's the day person. Or are you living like the night people, asleep spiritually? No spiritual desires, no spiritual cares. Paul's admonition to me and to you is to do what? Live like day people. Because that's what you are. Live like it. And I exhort you the same, and myself the same this week. Hey, let's live like day people. Now again, we'll give you some weapons to do that or some ways to do that next week. If you're really antsy and got to know it now, it's right there in your Bible. You can read it for yourself, all right? Lord, we do thank you for the day that you took old night people, people that were bound by sin, bound by mental ignorance and moral decay, headed for a place of eternal darkness. And God, you saved us and you placed us in the light. Oh my, what a wonderful day. Now, Lord, help us, I pray, to live like day people. Oh God, give us an alertness and an awareness and awakeness today spiritually, and give us a heart for you and a desire to know the things of God and do the things of God. Oh God, help us, I pray, to live this week like day people, we pray, and not in the night. In Jesus' name, amen.